Hey guys, this is Watchtron 101. Got an amazing video for you today. Shabbat Shalom. Today is Saturday. This is the Homer Simpson's rapture video. And here is the beginning of that gospel for less. They're always mocking the Lord here. So, you know, they're mocking the rapture in 1989. Should have been 1988. 88 reasons why Jesus returned in 88. That's why, you know, they didn't put that. So here's Rapture for Dummies. And the big thing is, you know, Marge is talking to him and he's like drawing out all of the scenarios. This is what's pretty crazy right here, is that he draws out it's so hard to catch that. So hang on just a second. And there it is, 518. He says at 315. And look up here, they have the 144,000. So they're really mocking the word here. But they're saying that if on 518 at 315 p.m., the rapture of the church is going to happen. And what is wild is this. Check this out. And I don't know if you know this or not, but we're in a huge watch right now. The 40 days of, from April the 8th, the Jonah eclipse, as you know, April the 8th, the Aleph Tav, which is three X's, and it created an A over the United States. The same day that Aleister Crowley got his law there in Cairo, Egypt, went across Cairo, Illinois. But it crossed also, you know, people speculate too, it doesn't matter how many Nineveh's it was. If it was one, it's enough, right? So they're saying that, you know, anywhere from 7 to 9 Nineveh's across Jonah. I have a video up on that as well. But the 40-day count, April the 8th, this is the Jonah eclipse, 40 days, is takes us right here. So, you know, April the 8th right here to May 18th, 40 days. So the 40-day count of this Jonah eclipse ends on May 18th. And it's also the day that Homer Simpson says is the rapture of the church at 3:15 p.m. And I believe this was like a 1992 video episode here. If I'm wrong, please write in the comments below. So what do you guys think about that? Also, April the 22nd started Piash, or Passover. It began on April the 22nd. This is, I'm not an Easter person, but this is when the real Easter began here. And it ends on the 30th. Today is the 27th, the Sabbath. And again, Shabbat Shalom to all you guys. And we're in the Passover right now. And check this out. Yeah, a 2.9 earthquake, which is 9-1-1. Do you see that reverse? 9-1-1. Their magnitude earthquake strikes New York. I'm sorry, New Jersey. But that was a different one, the 4.8. That was earlier, 4.8 pointed to April the 8th. But a small 2.9 magnitude earthquake rattled New Jersey on Saturday morning, just 3 weeks after a more forceful 4.8, which takes us to our April the 8th date right there. And how many movies have they had where New York City is taken out? So Natural Phenomenon hit near Tewksbury this morning at 9:49. There you go. There's your 13. 9, same forward, same backwards. Come on, guys. 2.9, 9.1. They're telling you what time it is. I'm telling you. This is a huge wake-up call, according to U.S. And so we have that going on. And over here on my channel, if it will load up here, should load up here. Hang on just a second. And this is all about the revealing of the Antichrist. Remember the bloody horse, the white bloody horse? And 26, the 26th yesterday, it started the grand climax for the enemy there. And in the midst of all of this, we're seeing a bloody red horse running down the streets of England. And on the same day, the Big Ben stopped working at 9 o'clock, and it rang was it 11 chimes or something like that? So you have that 9, uno, uno again. But the biggest thing is that it started back up at 10:10, which points to 9, uno, uno as well. So a lot of things going on there in England. Because remember, the Bank of England, Jacob Rothschild, he ran the whole world from there. And the next king of England, now we're seeing next king of England there rising up right in front of us. It is looking like it. And this is the Bloody Horse. Big Ben stops at 9 o'clock. Why at 9? Exactly, perfectly at 9 o'clock. Straight up at 9 o'clock. And then it kicks back on at 10:10. And also, the CERN kicked on the 22nd as well. The Passover, the 22nd, I just showed you. It CERN kicked back on, and Antarctic has that phenomenon again. And you can find that pretty easily on here on YouTube or, you know, other places. But it's huge. And I'm going to jump over here and show you something in The Simpsons. You know, that is that video, but this is kind of going a little bit deeper. But The Simpsons, they had an episode there for, it was Prince, you know, Prince Charles, but King Charles, they have an episode for him. And King Charles, he was born in 1948, the same year that Israel became a nation. So here is that. If you have anything on him, I think that's about all there is. You know, they definitely had something with Queen Elizabeth. Even the date that she died and everything is really, really uncanny. So we have that. Simpsons. Here's another site. You can check this out as well. So Wally Tron, why are you using The Simpsons? Well, they're kind of programming us, telling us what's really going on here. It's basically the same thing that I just showed you. Is check this out. TikTok, Simpsons predicting King Charles's passing. 227 million views. Simpsons predict King Charles's passing. This was 2022. Here's CapCut. But here's the big one right here. I reported on this in 2022 and last year. What happens? Here's what happens if King Charles steps down. And they're saying that he's going to step down at 75. He's going to be 75 here on November the 14th, which is his birthday. That's what they're saying. So we're having all this crazy stuff going on in London, England. And it's all about the revealing. All of this is about the revealing of the Antichrist, who, you know, if you've been watching this channel any long length of time, you know that P. Willie, for me, is my number one candidate. And number two is the Yannicka, this guy right here. He is my number one choice for the Antichrist. And I have a video that I put up, I think in 2021, 2022, I think in 2021, I was the first one to put stuff up about him in English. This is it right here. These two, 14, this is a very detailed why the Yannicka, Rav Shlomo Yehuda, is Israel's Messiah. He is the false prophet, my number one choice for the false prophet. And here it's a short of that one as well. So, what do you guys think about all of that? Are we about to see a new king? During their time here on April the 26th, yesterday, through Beltane, the grand climax, the mirror, which is right now, it's a preparation for Beltane. April the 30th is when they do their evil deeds, which is, you know, midnight to 30th, and then May 1st, they have their celebrations. But May 30th is when it's a buildup from the 22nd, which is pretty wild. The 22nd through the 26th is, is the preparation for them. And so that's what we're seeing. The bloody horse running down the streets. And this is the king's horse. Why is this white horse even out to begin with? The four horsemen of the apocalypse. I talk about that on this video here. And it's huge, guys. This weekend is big. This week is very, very big until May the 1st. May Day. May Day. Hello. May Day. May 1st. May Day. We're now Saturday. We're just days away from all of this. So be watching. He's calling me. He wants me to feed him. And I've been watching him since he was a little guy. Probably like 4 or 5 years. And he used to be the king over the place, but now he's retired and there's another one that's replaced him. But he sits around on the roof and talks to me when I get up. He hears me when I get up in the morning. And oh my goodness, these birds are really awesome. So what do you guys think about this? So be watching England, be watching Israel, because it's the you know, we're still on Passover, the red heifer sacrifice. They could sacrifice the red heifer during this 7 days, you know, 7 days of Passover, and start there on Tabernacles, because Tabernacles is huge for them as well. It's the last feast for them. So are we going to see a red heifer sacrifice? Today's, you know, Saturday. And I have this video here doing really good, 14,000. I encourage you to check that one out. So really crazy things happened this last week, and here we are Saturday, guys. It's the time to be watching. And here it is, New Jersey, 2.99 uno uno. So, and remember that 4.8 was on April the 5th, 3 days before. It's a warning. All this is a warning from the Lord. April the 5th, 3 days, was April the 8th, and it was a 4.8, which points to April the 8th, the solar eclipse. There it is. So it's on Saturday morning. It's a big wake-up call. Also, there's something here I wanted to show you as well. King Charles should get ready to abdicate. This was in 2022. This is Newsweek. This is January. King Charles faces calls to hand crown to P. Willie. What would happen if he steps down? King Charles' abdication backed by Americans. Here it is, King Charles III. Just abdicate, DW. And look, it's on 9/11/2022, this article. So, and we just had a 9/11/2022 there. What would happen? So, there's a bunch of mainstream articles right here. So they kind of been programming everybody. So he steps down, it's going to be not that big of a deal. So it's a huge wake up call there in New Jersey and Boston and the New Yorkers. There, it's a huge 130. There's your 13. There you go. 13, 42, 6, 15, 5 and 1, 4 and 1, 5. So The Lord's nudging everybody. It's time to wake up. If you haven't waken up already. So anyway, guys, I'm gonna leave it here with you. Have an amazing day, and check out this video that I put up yesterday. We're marching towards Beltane. We're in their cycle right now. Started yesterday through May the 1st, and just like this is exactly the scenario. And Brother Kevin, he emailed me, and I usually don't check my emails. I caught his emails yesterday, like 15 minutes. He said, be watching this weekend because it's very possible that King Charles passes away. And he's the one that called Queen Elizabeth in 2022 and warned me. And I did that like 3 days, 2 to 3 days before she passed, because I was watching the Marriage of the Beast, which is September the 7th. And she passed on the 8th. It's the same deal. He is in this 26th to the 1st cycle right now. We had the bloody horse running through the streets of, and this is his horse. This is a special ceremonial horse. And here on the community page, True Seeker caught it huge. It was very, very, very big 666 catch there. Let me see if I can find that. This is another one. Big Ben's 33rd chime. The 33rd chime, it stopped right before these horses ran. I really encourage you to come over here and check this out. Watch his video. Please like, share, subscribe. He does an amazing job. The Visionary Vet. Very, very, very amazing stuff. And it's just, what, 3 minutes? 3:03. There's your 33. Pointing to 33 chimes. Confirmation. So I'm going to run down here and see if I can find that for you. And here's the horses of Gog and Magog, which points to the Gog of Magog war. Again, check this one out too as well. So April 30th is their day. This is when they do, this is Ruzmas Day, Beltane Eve, often celebrated with festival that includes bonfires and fertility rites. Greatest Witches Sabbath is the 30th and the 1st. And this guy's in the crosshairs of all this, guys. Here it is. This is what I was trying to get to. Sorry about that. So here it is. Four rampaging horses' names. There's four. Four horsemen. Vita Quaker Trojan, Tennis 666. Vita 216, 666. Quaker 366. And it's the 18th prime number, which is 666. Trojan, you know, a Trojan horse. Hello, the Trojan horse. 84, which is Obambam's birthday. And then 24 is 4-6. It's just like April the 8th. And you know, the eclipse there, 2017, equals, you know, you add those up. And it's six years, six weeks, six days. And also, if you add up 2017 times 2024, it equals to 4-8. So many things. So many things. Thank you, Truth Seeker, for this intel. And Tennyson, 36 is 3 6s. It's a ritual, guys. This is a called lesser magic. A spell has been cast upon the people with these horses. And it all points to this man right here being pushed aside for him. The son of Jacob Rothschild, the new head of the capstone, is him. And he is loved by everybody in the world. This guy is loved by everybody in the world. And nobody has seen her or even the children. So what's going on there? Here's the sign of Jonah Nineveh, 40-day count. Encourage you to watch this one. This is a really good video of everything that I'm talking about right here. We're in a 40-day count. We're just days away from May 18th. We're days away from... We're in this right now. It started yesterday. We're in this. So be watching. England, be watching. And why do we need to be watching? Because the revealing is going to be coming. And there's two houses of Satan that are fighting each other. And Jesse Shesbar says the same thing. There are two houses of the devil fighting for power right now. One side of the coin is trying to stop the Antichrist from coming into power. And the other side is doing everything they can to raise him up into power. So that's exactly what we're seeing happening right now. That's why you hear, you know, Mel Gibson and Rihanna and different ones saying that P. Willie is the Antichrist. They're the other side of the coin. They're fighting it, but it's still the same coin. And then on his schedule, I think this weekend on his schedule at 1901 hours, he is going to have an announcement about his duties at 1901. And the new moon was spotted on 9/16 in the middle of the Feast of Trumpets last year. In 1901 hours, Queen Victoria passed away in the year 1901. He took a photo. He broke tradition and took a... they're really calling me. He took a picture with Queen Victoria's memorial right behind him with his Christmas card. Queen Victoria, 1901. So everything is... And Brother Kevin said the same thing. So it's a huge watch for him stepping aside. They're even saying that Nostradamus is saying that King Charles is going to abdicate for a mystery monarch. And here he is. This is the guy. The mystery monarch is P. Willie. He's going to be the new king of England, the new king of the World Bank. And he's stepping in. And all the Rothschilds have been moved away. They have sold their stuff. They have been, you know, taken out of power. And that is why we're seeing the things happening on the world stage right now with wars and rumors of wars. It's all about one thing and one thing only, is consolidating the whole world, all the nations under one flag and under one man, under one religion, under one monetary system. And it's all under this guy right here, P. Willie, Prince William. So huge watch, guys. Big, big watch this weekend. And I'm not the only one to, you know, again, come over here, The Visionary Vet. Please subscribe to his stuff. Watch it. It's a short. He does an amazing job with his editing. And this is a huge one. Huge one right here. The 33rd chime, it stopped at 9 o'clock. And it kicks back on at 10:10. So there's your 9 uno uno, which here it is again in New Jersey this morning on Saturday. There's your 9 uno uno. Break up the 2. There it is right in front of your face. So they're telling you. They're telling you what time it is. So, all right, guys, there he is. All right, guys, I got to go and come over here and check out the community page. This is where I put the stuff up every day. And it's a huge watch. Huge, huge watch. The revealing is all about the revealing right now. That's what all this means. And because two things have to happen. I haven't showed that in a while. I'm going to show that to you if you made it this far in the video. Hang on just a second. And as you know on this channel, I'm not a pre-tribulation rapture guy. I am a Feast of Trumpets rapture guy. That is the next feast that's going to be fulfilled on its day. This Feast of Trumpets is October the 3rd. It's a big watch. But revealing has to come first. The revealing. But actually, there's two things that have to happen before the rapture of the church. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Now we beseech you brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and our gathering together unto him. What is the gathering together unto him? That's not the second coming. He comes down and steps his feet on the Mount of Olives, and it split into three, you know, split up. The mountain is broken, and that's when he begins his millennial reign. This, our gathering together unto him, is the rapture of the church. That ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day of Christ is at. What day is he talking about? He's talking about the rapture of the church is at hand. And like I've told you many times, you need to live your life like you are in the great tribulation. Because if you do, you will not be deceived. Let no man deceive you by any means. You will not be deceived by what comes next. Because when the revealing happens, remember those frog spirits deceive the nations, deceive the whole world. The frog spirits have come out of the false prophet and the Antichrist. And even the dragon. So, if you're not in the ark of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, what comes next is going to sweep you away. So, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day, what day? Our gathering together unto him, the rapture of the church is not going to come, except they're coming. Falling away first, look at the church, look at the United States. The apostasy is well underway, and there's a terrible judgment coming for the apostate church, because judgment begins in the house of God, and that's what's coming next. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. So two things have to happen. The falling away, check that box. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God. See, this is the actual temple, third temple coming, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things. Hello? That is what we're in. We're in the season of the revealing. God gave me 3 R's last year. I took 2 weeks off. And he gave me revival, revealing, and rapture in that order. 2 weeks later was the Ashbury revival. And now we're in the next R is this revealing. And this is a huge watch from yesterday to May the 1st. Is major watch. And we're also in the Passover right now, which points to the Hanukkah. So please, 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 please. Be on your guard, be watching, be praying, because when the revealing happens, this Feast of Trumpets is going to be a huge watch for a possible rapture. We don't know the day, the hour, only the angels in heaven know, only the Father knows. Well, that's a Jewish wedding, you know, Jewish wedding deal there, because the Son goes and builds a house, and then only the Father can say, yeah, the house is ready, Son, go get your bride. That's why the 10 virgins, they were waiting. It's a wedding. 5 were ready and 5 were not. So be watching. God commands, Jesus Christ of Nazareth himself, praise his name, commands us to watch. Be watching. Be watching and praying. Look at Mark 13. The last couple of 3 verses, he commands you 2 or 3 times there to watch. He commands you to watch. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Why? Watch. Why do we need to look up and lift up our heads? Because our redemption draws up. Why do we look up? Because he's coming in the clouds for us. That's the rapture. And we don't know the day, the hour. It points to the Feast of Trumpets because it's the new moon. It's the only feast out of the 7 feasts of the menorah. The next one, all 4 were fulfilled by Jesus Christ of Nazareth himself, praise his name, on their days. The next one is the Feast of Trumpets, which is 100 trumpet blasts. And the last trump is called the last trump. The last long blast is the last trump. And there are 2 witnesses. Hello, Revelations chapter 11. The 2 witnesses watch for the new moon. As a point to the 2 witnesses in the Great Tribulation. Are they the same men? Very possible. And the high priest was called the thief in the night, because if the 2 witnesses were caught sleeping, he would take the ashes from the altar and burn their clothes, because their linen had linen clothing and poof off of them, and they would be found naked. So we don't know the day or the hour doesn't mean we don't know when Jesus is going to return for it. That's not what that means. It means Jesus is pointing us to the Feast of Trumpets as the next feast to be fulfilled on this day. And we don't know which year. I don't know if it's this year, next year, but it all has to do with this event right here, the revealing of the Antichrist. So anything happens here and, you know, King Charles steps down or he's too sick to rule or whatever, he could pass away just like they said it. Sorry about that, guys. Like I said, it's hard to make videos here sometimes. And we see a new king. And remember, the deadly head wound is what confirms there in Revelation 13, the deadly head wound, that he's healed of the deadly head wound. Because there's two houses of the enemy fighting each other. And he comes into power. So, big watch, guys. I'm going to leave it here with you. Have an amazing day. And I will talk to you later. All right, have a... I love you guys so much. I just want to give a shout out to all of our members, new members, those that re-upped this month. Thank you so much. Thank you for all those that are clicking on the super chat. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You guys are amazing. If you'd like to support us, I have a PayPal link in the description below. If you'd like to support us here in Guatemala. And we're looking at a house right now to rent. And from there, we're going to do live streams, have revival live streams. I'm going to do live streams. With these videos that I'm doing here, I'm going to do them live stream. You get to see my face, my ugly mug. And we're looking, this month is huge for us. So be praying for us. If you'd like to support us. Oh, my goodness gracious. That's pretty funny. That's the enemy there. So anyway, guys, I'll leave it here with you and I'll talk to you later. All right. Bye-bye.